Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, guys.
What's up, y'all?
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Y'all ready to get into this?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
Ooh.
Wow, look at that. It's going to be a good podcast.
That was a good one.
She got all the cracks.
All the cracks.
All the cracks and a slap. We all good.
What up, peeps? Welcome back to Let's Make Out Podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That is right. I'm your host, well, one of them, Gabrielle.
And I am your other host, Chad.
And we missed y'all.
We missed y'all, yes.
It's been a minute.
It's been like, a big minute. It's been before our anniversary, so it's been...
It's been a month. Has it been a month? Man. Yeah.
Been a month, but we took a couple weeks off for the anniversary, and then we just kind of got back and just were getting back into the swing of things. So, mm-hmm. So yeah, here we are. Here we are.
How y'all been? Have you been well? Hopefully you have.
Yeah, we'll wait for the replies.
Yeah, no, we won't wait for the replies, but hopefully you're well. You're actually listening to this on the day that we filmed it. Today is Thursday, because that's how this week has been. But we're here, okay? We are in this thing, so.
In this thing, we're getting it done.
Yeah, why don't we cue the music?
Let's do it. I'm ready this time.
Right.
I know we both look like some caution cones today.
First of all, you don't even have on Brooklyn. Well,
but here's the thing. On the inside of this, though, you look on the inside.
Oh, it's super neon. Yeah, yes. I have on this neon green pullover, and I have on these neon orange leggings. If you're listening and you didn't know you could watch us, come on over to YouTube.
Let's Make Out Podcast.
You can find us there. You can see what we're talking about, what we're looking like.
Yeah, see why our dog is...
Why is our dog...
Oscar! That's enough!
Anyway,
he swears he's
tough. What's been going on?
Nothing. It's been an uneventful week. Not a thing. It's been just a normal, everyday old week.
You guys, this week has been...
It's a wild week.
Oh, it's been a wild week. Do you want to share your story?
Oh, man. Yeah, so... Monday, we got back into Cohatch, our co-working space. We went over there and started working, so we were proud of ourselves and getting work done.
We had a very productive day on Monday.
Man,
until it wasn't.
Taking names, and then so I had to pick up Chad to bring him from, picked him up from the bus and then brought him to the co-working space with us for a little bit so we could finish up. And so getting ready to leave. Prior to me leaving, though, maybe 30 minutes before I was leaving, I just started feeling like I couldn't get my breath. Just could not get, when you're seeking that deep breath and you finally get it and it's like, oh, that feels good. I just couldn't get it. It was weird. So I kind of stood up and, and I still couldn't get it. And I kind of just, I was like, well, maybe I'm anxious for some reason. I mean, I didn't feel anxious, but I was like, maybe I'm anxious. So I just kind of, working through it, saying, okay, I'll get my breath, no worries. So I was getting up and leaving anyway. So grabbed Chad, we were getting ready to go. We went to the car, and of course, as soon as we get in the car, he says, yes, go to the bathroom, which was, a really good thing that it happened that way, mm-hmm. because then we came back inside, and then on the way inside and back out, it started getting a little bit worse and started getting a little bit lightheaded, and I got this fullness in my chest. I guess you could think of it as pressure a little bit, but it was just felt full. And I couldn't get that breath still. Mm-hmm. And then a little bit of shooting pains into the shoulder. Just the shoulder, though. Just like a few little shooting pains. It wasn't a lot. It wasn't like so painful that I the pill. It just was a couple. So I was like, well, let me, that's weird. So let me, you know, I called. So then I just was about to drive, but I was like lightheaded a little bit. So I was like, well, I shouldn't drive lightheaded. So I called Gabrielle and just said, hey, I don't feel right. Something just feels weird. Kind of told her. So then she was just, you know, I mean, literally 100 yards from me. So she got in her car and came over and picked me and Chad up and then took me to the hospital. And then,
got Reagan.
When she had to get, because it was time to get Reagan, because I was about to go get her. So she had to go get Reagan. So, which was fine because the kids couldn't even come in the hospital anyways.
Yeah.
So, but basically, told them what was going on. They got me back. By the time she got back with the kids.
Yeah, because I had to call my mom. So I met my mom at the ER. She came and got the kids and took them. Mm-hmm. By the time I came back in, he was already in the back.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it was super quick.
So we spent the night in the ER.
So they admitted me for a night because of my cardiac enzyme, troponin, I guess it's called.
It was elevated.
And apparently that's the enzyme that's released like during like, you know, heart attacks or like, you know, it doesn't mean you have a heart attack, right? It just means it's when cells are, so when a heart attack happens, I guess my little understanding is like your cells, the tissue in the cells are dying, and it releases this troponin.
Yeah.
And those numbers will like start low and then they'll
increase
every time. Like, and that's a sign of an actual heart attack. So mine were elevated like 3 times the normal amount. So, which wasn't crazy high, but it was still elevated. Mm-hmm. So the ER doc was like, well, they did a couple tests. They checked my blood. They was like, well, we should just keep you overnight just to figure out what's going on. So
he spent the night. We spent the night.
She slept right next to me
in the hospital bed.
They gave me a normal hospital bed in the ER room.
Yeah, because they admitted him, but I guess there was no room or they couldn't get him up. So they decided to keep me in the ER. We'll just keep you in the ER, but you are admitted. So the guy brought like 2 pillows. And the lady was like, I won't tell anybody. You can get up there and sleep next to me.
Yeah, they were real sweet. Right,
they were really sweet. And then the next morning is when they did a stress test and the echocardiogram.
Yeah.
So
kept taking my blood like every 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. So. And your troponin, they took that again and it hit like, it went up and then it went back down.
Exactly. So it was holding 3 times high, but it was holding steady.
Yeah.
So that wasn't like a worrying thing for him. But they still wanted to know why troponin was being released anyways, right? So my training could bring stress on the heart, obviously. Mm-hmm. So they said there could be swelling. They said there could be an artery blocked.
Yeah.
But they didn't see anything in the stress test or the echocardiogram.
Yeah, those both look good.
They both look good. So they was like, well, there's one last thing to do. We can do a CT scan or we can do a CT cath, which is invasive because they actually look, you know, go through my groin to my arm and look at the heart. And so he's like, well, let's just do the CT scan because it's not invasive. Yeah. So they checked me out like around 6 o'clock last night. And
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, yeah. I got discharged Tuesday night around 6 o'clock and then with my appointment the next day at 1:30 to get my CT.
CT scan, yeah.
So, did the CT scan yesterday. I've been tired as heck and I had like a bunch of medicine. Like, then I kept, so of course, I've been tired, but I've been feeling pretty good.
Yeah. So, we're just waiting on results.
So, prayerfully. Yeah.
Everything is good.
Yeah, prayerfully it comes back, clean bill of health, and then I can get back to training.
He's so worried about this training, y'all. I'm like, if you don't sit your ass down somewhere, like really, sit down, enjoy the break, okay? Because, you know, you'll get back to it if everything is A-okay. But right now, sit down. So
she wouldn't let me drive.
I wouldn't let him drive. I drove him to the CT. I had to come back because I had a phone call, and then I had to get Siege off the bus. And then after I got Siege off the bus, we went and picked him back up from the CT. So, but he did. He went. I let him go pick up Reagan.
Yeah,
from school yesterday, literally right down the street.
And I don't have any restrictions not to drive.
Yeah, they didn't like give him any. They just told him to like not do any training. Ease up on that until we get results, until we know what's happening.
That's all the restriction I have is I can't train.
So we are glad that he's here and that, you know, it wasn't a heart attack. Yeah, and absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many things to be grateful for in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
The training is a bit of an inconvenience, but you have life, so
yeah, exactly. I mean, the most important thing is being, you know, being healthy for my kids and my life. You know, I mean, you know, secondary is obviously the training.
So I was grateful that you didn't ignore the, because I feel like a lot of times we have things happen in our body and we ignore it, or we're like, oh, that's probably nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
No, and I almost did.
Yeah.
you know, I almost did. So I'm glad that I didn't.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
But yeah, so just, you know, moral of the story is listen to your body. You know, if something doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
It's okay to get checked, you know, whether maybe you have a doctor friend, you know, you don't necessarily have to go to the ER if you don't feel like it's an emergency, but like,
don't call the doctor friend.
I'm saying if you have a best friend that's a doctor, why would you not?
I mean, I guess you could, but
she's the only person that wouldn't call her best friend.
Call my doctor
I would
friend.
If I had a best friend that was a doc. I have my coach is an ER doc,
which is so crazy. Like,
so for me, if
he
I
was texting him,
if I didn't feel like it was like something really weird, I would have just texted my coach, like, "Hey, coach, I'm feeling this way. Do you, because he's a doctor. I mean,
yeah, he is an ER,
but he's also my coach. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I have a relationship with him where I can ask him. You know, so my thing is, if you feel weird and it feels like concerning to you, just go to the doctor,
go to the hospital, go to wherever.
You know, it.
Because some things can't wait.
Some things can't wait. And when I, you know, if you know, and for me, I don't believe necessarily that I really try not to believe that like things are like genetic all the time. Just because my family had it, I have to have it, or But, you know, the doctors were, you know, like, say, hey, you know, is there heart issues in your family? I mean, obviously, my dad passed away from it. My grandfathers, both of them did. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, it does run in my family, but that doesn't mean, but they were also not as fit as I am.
Yeah.
So,
it's completely different.
So, I've taken care of myself, and I'm more fit. So, I'm thankful for that. So,
yeah, that was in your favor.
Yeah, so we'll be good. We'll be good. Yeah. So, as you're listening to this, you know, if you would just say a little prayer, and but we'll be good to go.
Yeah. So that happening Monday and Tuesday, literally just, it's surprising to me how productive we've still been, but it just seems like a blur. Like it's
we shot some content.
Like
last night.
I just don't feel very productive or feel really just and I think it's just like this overhanging.
I think too that it probably didn't help because Monday you had some things you were doing, right?
Yeah,
but you didn't really get to make your schedule for the rest of the week because then I went to the hospital,
right? So it was just kind of like, well, this is what we were working with, right?
Exactly.
Now.
And Tuesday was a wash because you know she spent most of the time with me
at the hospital.
So we still been productive. We still gotten things done that we needed to get done.
Yeah. So it's just been a weird week. It's been a weird week. But praise God we're here and we're talking to you guys. So
right.
Let's get into some questions. I actually have a new book.
Ooh, look at you.
I ordered a new book and I ordered a deck too. I didn't bring the deck up here, but this is 131 Creative Conversations for Couples.
Okay.
So, we'll see how
we're
going
to do all 131 of them.
Okay. And they're actually numbered. So, pick a number between 131 and 131.
12.
Of course. It's always 12. Why do I even ask?
Why do you even ask? First time, it's always only 12.
Oh, wait. Is it not? Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what I say. I thought it was. Imagine a genie from a magic lamp grants you one life do-over. What past event would you change, and how would you do things differently? That's a good one. I feel like we need Jeopardy music.
What'd you say?
I feel like we need Jeopardy music.
I know. My thing is, I don't know. I don't think that I have an answer for that.
You don't have one thing in life that you wouldn't do over?
No, because really? Because it all led me to you and the kids.
But did it, though?
I mean, but if I do something major altering, does that change the course?
I mean, all things considered, I mean, I don't know. Maybe. But we don't want to think about that. It's not saying that you would throw us away. It's just like, what's that one decision that you're like, yeah, I probably could have done something different there. if you ain't got one, you got one. But that's just interesting that you don't have one thing you would think.
I mean, the only thing I
can't. Not saying you regret it. It doesn't mean that you regret it.
I would say probably just getting married the first time. Mm-hmm. You know, just because it was hasty.
Yeah,
it was just hasty and just not the right decision at the time for you know, either of us. It wasn't the much, you know, the right thing to do in the moment.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, more so doesn't mean that there wasn't love and care there. It just wasn't the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't what needed to happen. So I think that, you know, it was a hasty decision, and I think that it could have been avoided.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know. So I think that would be the only thing.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I mean,
you don't have any more.
Because the other things, I mean, you know, the other things always, you know, worked out for the best.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the way I was raised.
See what you're saying.
Created the way that I, you know, then want it to be different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like there's so many things, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think all our life experiences, they shape us. They help us be who we are, you know.
Yeah.
So I definitely understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what I think.
Okay. Cool.
What number
you got? I got plenty. But we ain't going into that because it wasn't my question.
You're so cute.
Not plenty, probably like two things, but three.
Of course it's three. It's always three. No, it's not. It's not really always
three. It's not always three at all.
Okay. Imagine that on your next birthday, your rich uncle tells you that this present to you is the gift of a perfect day. Then he hands you his credit card. For the next 24 hours, there are no limits to what you can spend. Where will you go? What will you do? And whom will you take with you? What do you just turn 19? I mean,
right. My rich uncle.
You just turned 21.
First of all, I don't need my uncle.
Exactly.
I can do what I need to do right now. But
we ain't got an uncle.
I definitely don't have no rich uncle. We got a rich uncle out there. Where you at?
Where you at?
I don't know. If he gave me his credit card.
I have an uncle named Rich. It ain't Rich Uncle. It's Uncle Rich.
That was a good one. What would I do?
She buy a bunch of Hermes shoes. Hermes.
Hermes.
Hermes. I did that on purpose.
It's so ridiculous.
Some Hermes shoes.
Hermes. I can't deal with you. Backstory behind that. Like, we haven't talked about our anniversary trip. I don't know if we're going to get to that on this podcast or not, because we're trying to keep it short. But we went into Hermes and we're looking at the shoes. It's so funny. So, like,
yeah, some Jesus, you know,
we left. Baby tried on some shoes. He liked them, but they didn't have the cut. They only had them in black.
And I was just like, that doesn't really match everything.
Yeah. So we were talking about it while we were in the Maldives. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to stop back by the Hermes. And I was like, who? Hermes, babe. I was like, don't tell nobody else.
Hermes.
Hermes. Yeah, so now it'll forever be Hermes.
What's funny is, there's actually a UAV that was coming out that I almost went and trained on called the Hermes.
Oh, was it spelled exactly the same way?
So for me, Hermes is the UAV. It was a remote control helicopter. So it's pretty funny. It was a Swiss helicopter, the Hermes.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Okay, well, if Uncle Rich or Rich Uncle gives me the card and money is not an option, we getting on somebody's plane, somebody's jet, and we are going to Spain. We're hanging out and we're just gonna stay there. until we come back.
For 24 hours, but if he called, I'd be like, bro, we got
to play back. Oh, it's only for 24 hours?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, no. I mean, I can buy both the tickets. The return thing is,
if we can only spend the 24 hours, then we can pay for the trip in the 24 hours, but we can take a two-week trip. We just can't spend no money after the 24
hours.
I'm
taking that trip, Shouty.
Well, yeah. FedEx back, DHL his card back to him if he really want it. And bro, it'll be back there tomorrow.
Okay, booking them flights, honey. I'm booking the Airbnb or the hotel or whatever it is, okay?
That's right.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I don't know. That was a funny question.
That was funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know, speaking of birthdays, what I'm going to do on my next birthday. We're going to be 40 next year, y'all. 40. Like,
it's really nuts.
I have absolutely no idea how to celebrate that or what I would even want to do. Like,
it's crazy.
We can't figure it out. And I feel like we need to start planning.
Yeah, we're talking about doing like another trip. You know, prayerfully things in the world are, you know, better. You know, safer and, you know, and that, you know, things are good to where we can plan. Like, you know, for us, like if you take like a little trip, like the Maldives, it was, you know, the thing is about Maldives is very secluded. Mm-hmm. Everybody that came there had to be tested. Like, so, you know, it's a very, you know, very secluded area. Whereas, but if, you know, we want to go to Spain and we want to be able to, like, you know, visit everywhere. We don't want anything to be closed. We don't want, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and so, I don't know. We're going to look at it, but we think that
we would like to take a big family.
The year of 40 should be a great year to hopefully to take a big trip, you know, like similar to what we did for the Paris trip. Mm-hmm. Family trip, go have some fun.
Yeah.
So we'll,
I don't know that I want to do that in addition to whatever we do for our 40th. Like, I wouldn't lump that into my 40th celebration. I feel like for 40, because we were talking about like a couple's trip or something like that, going somewhere else.
True.
That's not going to be the same celebration.
True. Right. If we're going to do a couple's trip, then we need to
be getting on it.
We need to find some couples.
First of all, are we the only couples friend? Are we the only people that don't have couples friends?
Like, we feel like we don't have no couples.
We really feel like we don't have any couples friends that live here. Like, we do. And I'm not saying we don't. We do have a handful. But, excuse me.
Yeah,
I always see these people like taking trips.
They have like yearly trips with their friends.
And their annual trip. Like, we don't have those types of couple friends that we travel with or, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so we'll restate it. We don't have traveling couple friends.
Yes, because we do have couple friends.
We have couple friends, but we don't have like couple traveling friends. We're the travelers. But we need some travel buddies.
Yeah, so that would be so fun. Do you guys have travel buddies? Like, when we were in the Maldives, we met a couple from South Africa.
And they had like two friends with them.
Yeah, I feel like one of them, I feel like some of them were related. Like, I feel like that one lady was.
They could have been.
His sister.
Yes, and like her sister, yeah.
But it's still like, he's like, you know, we like to travel. Yeah. They like to pick different places and go to. And Maldives happened that would be to
so
be
much
like
fun.
One of the places they could go being from South Africa, you know, the with the restrictions and everything. But I think it would be so fun to travel.
So fun.
Do y'all have couple friends that y'all travel with out there? Like, how did y'all, if you do it on a regular basis, like, how did you start that up? And do you guys just like make it annual or whenever, like,
I know,
pick different places? I don't know, but I'm on the hunt for some couple friends that can travel with us.
Yeah,
where y'all at? And if you are our couple friends listening, nothing against you, but let us know if you're down to
if
go.
You're down to couple and
come
to,
on,
to,
let's
if
go.
You're down to like travel, okay.
let us know
we don't know. We don't know unless you know, let
unless
us know your
you
intentions
tell us. Shoot.
You know,
okay.
We traveling out here.
we gonna go somewhere.
We document it. Okay.
That's what's going to happen. We're going to go somewhere.
We document our travel.
Trip, and you're welcome to come.
Exactly.
So
we're just going to have to hit up Teej and Tiff.
I know, right? We were talking about that. We're going to have to get something together.
All right. So, all right. Let's get into our first sponsor, our first and only sponsor real quick. And then we'll finish off the podcast. All right. So, HelloFresh. We've told you about HelloFresh many times. Love them. But with HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouthwatering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. You can skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. And so basically, like, you know, fall is busy, you know, I mean, the whole year is busy, but, you know, as fall coming up, we're starting to get some activities, some holidays coming up. And HelloFresh recipes, they'll, you know, what's good about them is they're going to save you time. that you would otherwise spend on meal planning, you know, and if you, I don't know if you enjoy meal planning, because if you do, then send some of that pixie dust to us, because we do not.
We needed a HelloFresh this week, the way this week has been. Yes,
we need that. HelloFresh, we need one.
Okay.
Yes, please. But yeah, no, so, you know, whether it's meal planning, shopping, or even chopping all the ingredients that you got, you know, you can get back to what matters by using HelloFresh, because it's quick, easy, fun, you know, and affordable, like we said. So their family-friendly menu is a big win for back-to-school season. So since we're all going back to school, there's easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners. And by drama-free, meaning hopefully please everybody, right. A.K.A. our two little munchkins. My goodness. Because they are picky.
It's a struggle.
Chad is not as picky as he used to be. He's still getting picky.
Better, but I feel like Reagan is now entering into the picky.
Now she's stage. The picky person. Exactly. It's so funny because she wasn't.
Yeah.
And then she got picky. So HelloFresh offers you the flexibility you need to easily customize your order on the app within minutes, easily change your delivery day, food preferences, and plan size, or skip a week whenever you need to. So if you're going to travel, you can skip. I mean, I think that's, you know, I think it's really nice. So, yeah. But basically, you know, we've had so many good meals.
We've had so many
good meals. I mean, the hibachi still stands out for me.
It's still going to be the top.
But that glaze on the chicken, cherry glaze that you made, it was so good. I mean,
when I tell you, I mean, like, but we've not had anything bad from HelloFresh. Like, they've all been good. Like, I saved the recipe cards and everything. Yeah,
because the recipe cards are, like, really well made and, like.
Yeah, it's easy to follow and everything.
So you can buy all the ingredients yourself if you're not, you know, if you want to make that meal again, right? So yeah, we want you to check them out, and we'd love for you to go down in the description box or in the show notes, and you can go to HelloFresh.com/14LMO and use the code 14LMO for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. So again, HelloFresh.com/14LMO and use code 14LMO for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Mm-hmm. It is, like I said, America's number one meal kit. You got to try it. We'd love to know if you've tried it before. And if you've not, give it a shot. We've told you about it many times.
Yeah, check them out.
Yeah, let us know.
Cool. So, do we want to do more questions or do we want to talk about our 10-year anniversary?
Let's get into our 10-year anniversary.
You guys, we've been married for 10 whole years.
That's right. Well, let's reset real quick.
Okay. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
10 whole years.
It's just nuts. Well, over 10 years now. I mean, we're like.
Yeah. I mean, we're in our. Are we in our 11th year? Is that how that works?
We're in
We're
in our 11th year.
Okay. So.
We're in our 11th
year. Yeah. So we decided to take a massive trip to the Maldives, and it was amazing.
So good.
So good. Like. So awesome, like an experience that I've never experienced before. Well, neither one of us had really experienced.
No, that was an experience.
The amount of luxury that we had.
It was like truly paradise.
It was beautiful, like from getting over there to being there to coming back. Like, we went all out for this trip and it was worth every penny.
Yeah,
exactly. Literally worth every single penny.
Yeah, you know.
Now, we probably won't do it that big until year 20. But it was worth it. I feel like it was worth it.
Yeah.
Looking back, do you feel like it was worth 100%. It still?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. No, and I think that it's going to be like every 5-year thing. Well, until we're you know, millionaires next year, you know, and then it's going to be every year.
Whatever. Millionaires next year.
But no, I think that, I mean, it was, there's nothing about the trip that I would have changed. It just,
me either.
Like, we, you know, I'm so happy that we didn't, end up getting a hotel in Doha because we had about 8 hours in Doha, right? And so we're thinking we'll get like a hotel there at the airport, but it was booked up.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad we didn't, though, because like we had such a good time. Like, just we got to put our bags in the business lounge and like we had some dinner. We shopped.
Yeah.
You know, and we just had a good time. We were tired, but we got to sleep on the flight. You know, I mean, like. We had such a good time. I wouldn't have changed anything.
It was the best. And if you guys, I feel like most of the people that are listening, you either watch us on the vlog. If you don't, come on over and check us out.
TV. We got about 4 or 5 vlogs about Maldives.
It's a substantial amount of, you know, we vlogged more than we thought we would because we were like, oh, we're going to take off. We're not going to show a whole lot. But it ended up being
about four or five vlogs.
So you can definitely go and check those out. I also storied a lot. So if you're not following me on Instagram, Gabe Flowers, you can come over there and see, like, I have two highlights from Maldives because that's how much I storied. I, you know, all the things. And then I did a whole, like, Q&A about it, answered all the questions down to, like, the cost and everything. So you can always check that out on my Instagram. But we just, it was just great.
It was.
It was great. The biggest like hiccup, or not even a hiccup, was just like adjusting to the time change, because it was 9 hours ahead
for us, because we're Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah,
so for any of you West Coasters, that would have been 12 hours.
Yeah, it was. Whew, that was a situation. We had to like wake up early in the like morning, 6 in the morning,
to call the kids at 9 o'clock at night.
Before they went to bed.
So
that was the longest we had ever left them.
Yeah, that was the longest we ever left them. So that part obviously sucked.
But they
were with TT Kelly here in the house, so they were comfortable at home. And then on the weekend, they went to Grandmommy's
house. Yeah.
So they had a good time. They had a blast. I'm sure they had a good time, you know, getting away from mommy and daddy and, you know, getting some to stay up late.
Yeah.
You know, getting some
spoiling. They had a good time.
From TT, so.
So it was awesome. I feel like, I mean, it ain't a whole lot to recap. I mean, we just chilled. Like, we did the excursions. We rode our bikes all the time.
We read books.
Leather
brown books that smelled of rich mahogany.
It was just everything you would expect a vacation to be.
Yeah,
you know?
It wasn't full of a bunch of things to do and go out and do this, because you literally were on an island. And the island was the resort. There was nothing else there. So, because, I mean, you think about the islands, like in Maldives, like, they're literally in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's so just it's a just small little island islands. In the ocean.
Yeah.
And the villas, over-the-water villas, are literally just on a sandbar connected to the island. So, so the coolest part for me was like the fact that you could, you know, sharks, like little reef sharks were swimming around, sea turtles, stingrays, eagle rays.
That's so awesome.
Fish of all different shapes and colors.
It was dope.
Yeah, it was just so much fun.
Highly recommend it.
So
glad that we decided to go there, because
we were looking at a couple other places.
We had booked in Grenada. We were going to go to Sandals.
And like
Grenada.
A traditional like Sandals.
Yeah. You know,
resort, which would have been nice.
Which, yeah, I mean, maybe we'll do that next year on our anniversary or something. Yeah. But like for 10, I feel like I really wanted to do it big. And I felt like we did all of that.
We did.
Yeah, we definitely did all of that. It was just great to connect. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
we connected. It was great.
Oh, yeah, we connected.
That's all right. He ain't had that much sex since the honeymoon, honey,
it was nice, man.
I said, don't get used to this now, okay?
Definitely getting like, used to it. Now, She set a precedent, okay? She set a standard for herself.
Oh, my goodness. So I would say my one regret is that we did not become members of the Mile High Club. We had ample space.
And yeah,
I was like, babe, we have ample space, but it is awkward because it's not like, I mean, the flight attendants, they're tall enough to see, like, you know,
they be coming and
saying?
Checking on you too.
Right,
they be coming and checking on
but
you,
but there was space, like, I'm sure multiple people have gotten it in them business class seats, because they laid all the way down.
We could have spoon love, probably.
We could have had some good spoon love. Yeah, we
could have some spoon love.
So
that's all right.
That's all right.
We'll get it in. Yeah, we'll get it in.
Would you guys have taken advantage? Is anybody part of the Mile High Club? I don't see how people do that on a regular flight. Like, folks be getting it in. They just meet in the bathroom.
I mean, yeah.
Like,
there's a meeting in our bathroom. Wait, girl, it's just too small.
There's no way. There's no way.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what. Look, y'all, like, it's like stand up. It can't, like, you like bend over. I can't bend over.
I literally cannot.
That's hilarious.
Anyway,
but yeah, so we had such a good time. So thankful that we did it. I think that, you know, it just was a chance for us to, you know, just connect and have a good time together. You know, and kind of just, you know, outside of our kids, forget the world.
Yeah,
you know, like. Just forget like everyday normal things, you know, outside of just figuring out when we can talk to our kiddos, right? You know, like that was the worst part.
Yeah,
was the time difference. So, you know, it you know, being able to talk to them, but we figured it out. We got to talk to them each day, you know, at least once a day. So that was nice.
It was awesome.
But it was just good. I mean, I just Yeah, man. Like, I just, I don't know. Something about, I always tell Gabriel, I'm like, I'm meant to be like in a boat near the ocean. Like, it's just peaceful for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's very peaceful. I love the ocean.
Too. Like, it's just peaceful. Amazing. Like, you know, like, it, and there's nothing that like changes that. Mm-hmm. It just brings this calm. So I'm about to buy an ocean and put it in the backyard.
You're not.
If somebody's selling an ocean, let me know.
Let me know. What's the going rate for an ocean?
I'm going to put it in the backyard. Give me, you know.
We ain't even. Let's start with a pool. Can we start there? No.
Everybody gets a pool. We get an ocean, okay?
We get an ocean. Oh, you got a pool?
Yeah.
We got the whole ocean.
We got the whole ocean, okay?
But I can't
say. We got part of the Indian Ocean back here. Yeah, we.
Anyway, so what? I mean, like, I wanted to do, like, you know, lessons for 10 years or blah, blah, blah. But I just don't have the energy. What's your biggest takeaway after being married for 10 years? Or your biggest piece of advice or lesson or whatever?
I mean, I think my biggest, like, piece of advice, like, is for us, what has always been, you know, like, just... we've always known this and we always live by this is like that our, that we are in this together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like the good, it's always easy to be in it together. You know, when things are stressful is when people fall apart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if they're not in it together, like, or if it's like, well, you did this or you did this. Like when it starts saying, when you start saying that, well, you did.
Yeah.
Well, then that's an issue.
Pointing fingers.
Like what's the point of that? Yeah. Right. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, whether I create a problem for the family, like, so say I spend too much at the store, like, you know, I shouldn't have done it. And it can be addressed that, hey, you shouldn't have spent that much money. But at the end of the day, it has to be like, okay, that was a mistake that you made, but let's work on it together to figure out so that neither one of us make that. But like, let's work together on it. Like, I think that for us, we just have learned over the years that, like when we're working together, man, there's nothing that...
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that can stop us and there's nothing that can come between us. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just, you know,
the caveat is that obviously you're pointing fingers if somebody stepped out of the marriage or did something.
Exactly.
Like that.
That's, I mean, that's obvious. Yeah. We're not talking about that type of
that
stuff.
That type of stuff. Yeah.
That's different.
There's always exceptions.
Yeah. There's always exceptions. And unfortunately there's people that are doing stuff like that. And that's unfortunate. Yeah. But for us, we not. So for us, it's, you know, it's just about working together.
We're on the same team.
We're on the same team. And yeah. I think that so many marriages don't think of it that way. They're so divided from the beginning, you know, and it's like if you live divided in any way in your life from your spouse,
yeah,
then I think that you should maybe look at why. Maybe it works for you and that's okay, but at least evaluate it. Do we need to have, you know, this separation here, mm-hmm, in whatever area it is?
Yeah.
If you need it truly and it works, hey, nobody can tell you what to do, right? And that's awesome.
Right.
But if there's no reason and it's just being, you know, a lack of trust, maybe.
Right. It's like, what's the underlying
issue there? Yeah. Is something your parents did that you know, because they didn't have trust in their relationship? Or is there other reasons? Evaluate it.
Mm-hmm.
And just see if there may be some changes that maybe could bring you closer together. That's what I would say.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say after being married 10 years, marriage is awesome. Like, it's great. But it is not always going to be amazing.
Yeah, dancing, like, in the rain.
Yeah, lovey-dovey, passionate all day, every day, butterflies in my stomach. It ain't finna be that every day.
Speak for yourself, woman.
And that's okay. You know what I'm saying? I think that there are definitely
butterflies got to rest. They got to take a nap.
You know what I'm saying? There are stages. And I think people get caught up looking for, oh my gosh, this person makes me get butterflies. And I just... And they base their decisions off of that. And if it's not there, they may feel like, oh, well, we must not be connected. And it's like, no, there's going to be stages where that's not there. And that's totally okay. You know what I'm
saying?
That
doesn't mean the love's not growing.
It doesn't mean that the love isn't growing or that the love is not there. Like, it ebbs and flows. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to go through periods where you're not going to be interested, or you're not going to be, you know what I'm saying? But I think that people get in those spots and they're like, okay, well, they start looking at the other grass. Like, well, you know what? I would be happier over here because I would have those feelings of whatever it is that I'm missing. But then also you have to be able to communicate when things feel differently and pinpoint, hey, is this something that we could be working on together? Is there something I can be doing different? Is there something you can be doing different? You know what I'm saying? So it's normal for it to be there. But also when it does come, you got to make sure that it's just a normal ebb and flow and not something deeper than that. So you got to be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that goes to communication, which is like number one. If you can't tell your spouse something honestly and be your whole authentic, true person, then that's an issue. There should be nothing that Chad can say, or you know what I'm saying, like that he's afraid to say to me.
Yeah.
Like, and vice versa.
You shouldn't be able to get in the bed with your spouse and do anything, but then not be able to talk about anything.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. Like, you are given, there's two intimate sides to you. It's the personal inside, and there's obviously the sexual side, right? Mm-hmm. That you are, you know, giving away in your marriage, not giving away, but sharing in your marriage.
Yeah.
So if you can do that, but there's no communication, I'm sorry, that's not going to keep it afloat forever. You need that deep, intimate connection emotionally.
Yeah.
Right? And like, yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Ultimate intimacy.
Ultimate intimacy. That's some fun right there.
Get the app, though. Get the app. That's some fun. Those are actually the decks that I bought. They have decks. Ultimate intimacy decks. So I bought two of those.
We're going to try them out after the podcast.
We are not. You still restricted.
No
activity.
As long as I just lay there. You do the work.
No activity for you, okay? No.
I just lay there.
Let's see. Do we have an Ask Gabe and Babe? Let's see. I feel like I saw one.
See how the podcast's supposed to be short and she wanted to keep it going longer?
No, you don't want to do an Ask Gabe and Babe.
Nope.
Do you want to do one more question to close it
out? We'll do one more question to close
See
it out.
See how he does? See how he be doing, y'all?
Because I have to edit.
Oh, yeah. He does have right to edit because it has to go up today. Okay. So, if you guys have any questions about the Maldives and you can't find it on our socials or in the video, feel free to let us know. But yeah, it was great. Highly recommend it. Yes. Go.
Go.
Okay. Give me a number.
Let's go with 20.
20. Excuse me.
Your excuse.
If you could visit anywhere in the world, where would it be and why? Bootleg question.
Yeah, do it, everyone. Do 17.
Describe a time in your life when you felt especially close to God. Why do you think you felt so close to God during this particular season of life?
I mean, it's been multiple times. I'm trying to think of a time that, like, you know, stands out more than the other. I mean, there's been so many. I mean, like, you know, I mean, Chad Jr. being born.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I mean, there's so many times where I felt really close to God. I'm just trying to, I mean, but like these special big moments, like, you know, like, like, because having Chad Jr. was really close after we got married, you know what I mean? So, like, that, we didn't, you know, she couldn't wait to jump my bones when we got married. So, you know, I was just trying to be all, you know, young, Christian married couple. And she's like, let's get in bed. Ultimate intimacy. You lay there.
We all know that ain't true.
But, yeah, so, I mean, just him, you know, just because it's like, wow, this is...
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, just the whole process of having him, you know, like being late and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, just having to have a
traumatic,
you know, emergency C-section. And, yeah, so I mean, but just like, wow, like this is like my little guy, you know what I mean? Like, and then, you know, and then just, I mean, but I can name because then Reagan, I mean, you know, us getting married, like times at war, I mean, I can name a bunch, but the ones that stand out are obviously like getting married and having our kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
And then every day I wake up and see what we do.
Yeah,
it's just like, wow, it's a reminder of how good God is. Mm-hmm. And how much I need to make sure I'm getting closer to mm-hmm. him. It's a reminder every day.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Cool.
What number you want?
33.
Oh, you thought this one out, huh? Your Jesus question, huh?
My Jesus question.
Jesus year. All right. Who is your best friend right now? What is that you like most about this friend?
I mean, I think we can all agree that you're my best friend.
Bam. Bam.
I feel like I need another question, though.
Okay.
But you're my best friend because, I mean, for one, we spend all our time together. But you, like, literally know. I feel like you know me better than I know me.
I always tell her this. You do. I know her better than she knows herself. But she don't be believing me.
He does.
I do, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm your best. I study you.
You do. You literally, like, the smallest thing you will pick up on. And I'll be like, how did you even? You know.
I study her. Yeah. I told her. I was like, for me, tip to men out there. Or even women. Like, mm-hmm. if you want to get to know your spouse, or even maybe who you're engaged to, like, study them. Mm-hmm. Like watch them. Watch their habits.
Yeah.
Like because those are the little things that you're just gonna love. Like, you know, like you're just gonna love these, like, I love how she will never stand on her left toes. Like her left foot is always on top of her right foot. It's like her left foot
is literally on top of it now.
It's like, exactly. Like, it never touches the floor. And I'm like, how do you walk? But even when she walks, her left toes are up.
You're so
bad. And she walks on the back of her foot, on her left foot only. But it's like, you study. I mean, for me, it's like this, those little cute little nuances, mm-hmm. that don't matter, but they're like part of what makes me love her even more, yeah. because of her.
Yeah.
Her gabe-isms.
Gabe-isms.
Yeah, so study your partner.
You're the best.
You're the best.
I guess that was, I mean, you answered my question. You no. elaborated on my question.
Go ahead. Pick another question.
Oh, you waiting for another number?
Yeah, baby.
37. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Do it like it's my baby.
Well, this is kind of similar.
I mean, oh, my God.
In America, the divorce rate is nearly 50%. What do you believe it takes to make a marriage last?
I mean, communication.
Yeah. We just kind of talked about that.
We did. I mean, other than picking the right person in the first place. That's.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's paramount.
When you are in a bad mood, what is the one simple thing your partner can do to brighten your day?
Anything to make me smile. You just, right. You just, whatever it is, a joke or you say something silly.
Talk about her booty toot.
Her booty toot. He does always call it a booty toot. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about this book either.
I don't know.
I feel like we just gonna have to write our own.
Oh,
create dead, our own.
Jed Jerjenko.
He's got like a million different 131s, like, you know.
We're going to give you another opportunity, Jed.
All of the versions.
I like his name, Jed.
Jed. What's up, Jed?
Jed.
This is a random all over the place podcast. It is.
Hopefully you enjoyed, though.
Hopefully you enjoyed. Hopefully you're glad we're back.
We'll be back
next week. We are glad we're back. And if you have any Ask Gabe and Babes, I have seen a couple come through. But you can always send them in to letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. Put # Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject so that we know you want us to talk about it on the podcast. And
let us know if you want to be anonymous or not. That way we know.
Yeah.
Because if you don't say it, we might say your name.
Yeah, and we don't want to be messing up nothing.
Like Beyonce or Destiny's Child.
Say my name.
Then when you acting kind of shady because we said your name, don't be calling us crazy because okay. You didn't tell us to be anonymous, okay? We ain't running games. We are just literally doing what you say.
I with you. Anyway.
But yeah, so we love for you to keep up with us on social. So you can Let's Make Out Pod is actually on Twitter. Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And rate and review this wherever you're listening, especially on iTunes. We would appreciate it. And I think we'll talk to you next time.
See you later, guys.
That's right. Deuces.
All right, we did it.
Good job,
Bo. Oh, good job.
All right, pull up the ultimate.
Whatever. Bye, y'all.